loved ones. Let's take a journey.
I know a place where the grass is really greener. Warm, wet and wild. There must be something in the water. Sipping gin juice. Laying underneath the palm trees.
Yeah.
Well, hello there. Happy episode number 5. We have had a very interesting few days just pass. We're doing the show midweek this week because, due to scheduling conflicts, we'll be unable to broadcast on Friday. So, I have a very special guest in the studio with me this evening. And we also have on via satellite from beautiful southeastern Massachusetts, Carl is with us. Carl, say hi.
Hello, everybody out there.
Hello. And in the studio, very special guest this week, we have a good friend of the show, Miss Casey, with us. And say hi, Case.
Oh, hey.
Hello. Carl, can you hear Casey okay?
Of course I can.
Well, great.
Of course I can.
I'm so excited about this new satellite technology.
Isn't it amazing?
AKA you calling me on my apartment line.
It's how we roll. It is how we roll. So let's talk about what's coming up on Carl and Tommy tonight. So obviously we have our special in-house guest host this evening, Casey. And a little later on in the show, Miss Casey's alter ego, Jandra, will be making an appearance to walk us through our music segment, which is sure to be a treat.
She's working right now at the nail salon, so she'll be back later.
She's getting her hair did. She will be here later on. She heard we might be talking about the BET Awards, and her hair got all in a flutter. So, the drink of the night, most important part of our show, or one of the most important parts of the show here on Carl and Tommy. The drink of the night this evening is inspired by Miss Casey, and it is called Dragon Detox. Yes. Miss Casey, why don't you tell our listeners what is in the Dragon Detox?
Yes, I would love to. It's actually... Detox is in honor of the last few days of shenanigans that took place with my family, and I really should be on detox, but instead, we are drinking Bacardi Dragonberry and Sprite, which is quite delicious.
It is delicious. I'm going to have a little sippy sip right now.
That lovely name. Mm. We came up with the Dragon Detox, which is not a detox at all.
I like it. I'm going to ask her to pass me the show log as I continue to run down what's going on this evening. All right, so drink of the night, there we go. Check us out. If you don't already know, our contact information is carlandtommy@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook in the search tab. Type Tarl and Tommy.
Carl, we miss you.
I know, Carl.
I'm enjoying that. Sounds like an intoxicating beverage. Very many of those on, I believe it was Saturday night.
Yes. Yeah, you definitely did.
Outside of Tommy and Kevin's house.
Yep. Casa so del Gay.
I didn't think there was that much left for them to enjoy. So there's a
good maybe $150 milliliter left in the bottle.
There's just enough.
Yeah. So what I was trying to say before is our Facebook group, you search Carl and Tommy in the search tab, check us out. Carl, non-traditional spelling, it's with a K, and the word Tommy, not ampersand. You can also check us out on carlandtommy.podomatic.com or in the iTunes store, the comedy or entertainment app. Search Carl and Tommy, you can check us out. All 5 episodes will be up in... probably within an hour or so. This one will hit there. So check us out. Make sure you subscribe. Spread it around to your friends. We're kind of like an STI. You could just pass us around from friend to friend.
There's so many ways to catch us.
There really are quite a few ways to catch us. You can try to use saran wrap or a plastic bag, but it won't work. We'll bust through and... You like that, Carl?
In a probe.
I love that. So we have some shout-outs to make. We have a very good friend, Carl. We talked about her in the last episode, Miss Irene. She has not only added us to her blog, but she will be doing a Carl and Tommy exclusive spread in, I believe, her next-ish. I'm not sure. Our lawyers are still working out the details with her people. But Irene, you can catch her blog. It's called icexcursions.wordpress.com. So I C, the letter I, the letter C, excursions.wordpress.com. WordPress is obviously a huge blogging site, so check Irene's blog out. It is very entertaining, I have to say.
It is, because she's a very funny character, and she's bite-sized, but she eats like a huge cow.
Yes.
And it's very, very impressive, and she likes driving around and just eating at various locations.
She does.
It's going to be good.
Carl and I talked about this last week. We just can't believe how much food she can actually eat.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous, and I've been seeing it for quite some time now, because I've known her about 10 years.
Yeah, she can put it away with the best of them.
Yeah.
Definitely a petite lady, though.
Totally bite-sized lady, but very large appetite.
Yes, she has one large appetite. So, a little later on in the proke, and by a little later on, I mean probably 2 or 3 minutes, Jandra will be stopping by. Yeah, in the very near future. Jandra will be stopping by. But I wanted to throw out our So You Think You Can Dance information a little early, I think, in the prog. Carl, right now you are mid So You Think You Can Dance, right?
Well, I've turned the TV off because it's kind of distracting.
It is.
Good call, Carl.
It is very difficult being via satellite, I must tell you. It's kind of an awkward situation.
It is, right?
Because I'm just hanging out in my apartment.
Yes, and the technology doesn't allow Carl to actually hear himself on the broadcast, so yeah.
I can just imagine my very masculine voice.
Oh, masculine. You... You and your self-defaming shenanigans.
But it is kind of weird because I think the studio gives a sort of like, you know, when you can see your co-host, it's a lot of fun. It seems just more a conversation where it's just via the phone, which is our satellite. So it just makes
right.
it a little bit more awkward.
It is at some point using a satellite. We just, it's not one on like on a
it's
truck
It's not like
outside.
We have a satellite dish outside.
Yes. Oh, I'm trying to cue up our theme music, and apparently we're having some someone talk. So this is the part of the show we talk about So You Think You Can Dance, which on the East Coast has about 10 minutes left right now when we're actually recording Carl and Tommy, which is, by the way, recorded in front of a live studio audience. Yeah, there you go. I can't do two sound effects at the same time. So anyway, So You Think You Can Dance. Alex, top of the show. Carl, and you actually sent us this message right before we had even started watching the show. Do you want to tell them what happened? Because we also now know what happened.
Oh, yeah, I guess I was just watching the show and was actually getting myself a little bit of a dinner ready, so didn't really see them all introduced out. And then I noticed when Kat was introduced, she made mention that Alex wasn't one of the dancers introduced, and that during rehearsals earlier in the week when he was practicing his Bollywood routine, that he injured his left ankle, I believe, and that
Achilles tendon.
Yes, his Achilles tendon. So he could, I guess it's been looked at
via MRI technology.
Yeah. Yes. So he's out right now, but if there's question whether if it's a serious enough injury, that he could be out for the rest of the season.
Yeah, which is tragic.
We did learn via Nigel's update that it was confirmed that he had a ruptured Achilles tendon, which
I feel is pretty.
Yeah. Usually, when you rupture something.
Yeah, you know, rupturing's
people
no good.
Rupture Achilles tendons are usually. I mean,
that you I know a lot of them.
Usually, they can't make just like a quick comeback.
No, ruptured anything is probably not good.
No, but Nigel said that was the same injury that David Beckham had, and he was out for 3 months.
Yeah.
So unless it's like a wee little rupture, then it's probably no good.
I would have to say, I'm not that sad about him leaving.
Me either. I'm not. I feel bad for him, but I'm not upset.
I have a little bit of applause for him leaving the show.
I mean,
Carl and I, we talked about this last week. I am sick to shit of his attitude, and if I was on that show as a judge, he'd get the slap right in the face. And I think his Achilles tendon was like, you know what? Tinkerbell, I've had enough of this attitude. Cablanzo.
Just a little bit of karma.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody sweats him. I'm so over it. But I do feel bad. It sucks to be, like, that's your profession, and you got hurt. So I feel bad about that, but I don't really care because I don't have to watch him anymore.
Yeah, I'm not. And I like Bollywood, but I feel like they're ramming it down our throats the last couple seasons.
Yeah, they're really into the Bollywood
stuff. Yeah,
scene.
I get it. Slumdog Millionaire.
You know why they're doing a lot of Bollywood? Because remember they tried to do that god-awful Russian crap, and everybody was like, don't do it.
Oh, my God, yeah. The babushka dancing.
They tried that once, and they're like, oh, never again.
Yeah, we're all set with that.
But they need to do some kind of, like, cultural business, and so they're just sticking with the one that works.
So a little earlier, Casey and I caught the Kent routine with Lauren, and we were like, huh? I didn't think it was that good. Did you catch it, Carl?
It wasn't with Lauren. It was with Comfort.
Oh, Comfort. My bad.
Yeah.
Did you catch any of that, Carl?
Yeah, I did. I didn't. Actually, I've kind of felt that way about pretty much all the dances they've done with the All-Stars this episode. I haven't really been blown away by any of them.
No, right, and they, like, very all their reviews have been good. And when the dance end, I'm like, eh, it's all right. And then they're like, that was great.
Right.
Like, what are they watching?
Which we talked about this last week. The fact that they're always up on Kent's business, and then the one week where we're like, what was that? And then they're like, that was inspirational.
No, you know what they said? They were like, it's your best performance because it's the smallest one that you've done. What does that even mean? Because he didn't make, like, his cute face, that he made, like a gangster face. No,
yeah,
that's good.
I don't get that.
Stupid.
I don't get that one at all.
Just let him
be.
Really
proud of, did you see Billy's performance?
Yeah, we saw when he was dressed in black.
The cat's one?
And the cat one, and it's Broadway, and they're like, this is the most comfortable you've looked. I'm like, yeah, you're asking a gay boy to do Broadway.
Broadway, yeah.
Come true. There's no
it's really out of his comfort zone.
Yeah. He gets to dance to, like, a cat's performance.
Right.
No, like, come on.
Shocking.
Yeah.
What's next week going to be?
Well.
Chorus line? One.
The producers?
Hello, Dolly. I love saying that. I have to get that in at least once a show.
What? No, but I like the contemporary one, the Mandy Moore one with Lauren.
Oh.
What's the little B-boy's name? I forget.
Jose.
Jose. Yeah, they love that. That was good. Even though he talked about how he only talks about her bum.
Yeah, he is fixated
he was
on
so embarrassed.
Lauren Gottlieb's bum. I love that. I think that's so funny.
Yeah.
Don't use this.
I don't know if you saw that performance, but I feel Nigel might be watching the show because he was talking about how critics say that he's so much easier on the B-boy people because they're not really trained in any specific form, like classically trained, and I was like, that's what we say almost every week, and I believe it's true still.
Maybe he's a subscriber to the Carl and Thomas show.
I think it's true, too, but I think they also just like, because he's, like, the opposite of Alex, and he's, like, super humble and just likes doing what he's doing, and he's got the personality that people like, and, like, personality will always win the judges over, even if you're not as good as everyone else.
Right. I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'd rather have Jose there than Alex.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But
yeah, totes.
Indubitably.
Indubitably.
So, that's how you think you can dance. We, in This Week in TV, we usually talk about anything else interesting that was on TV.
Like Boston Med?
Like Boston Med, yeah. I'm not up too much on the Boston Med. I've been told at work that I need to watch it, but I don't like when people tell me to do things, so...
That's so weird, because you tell people to do things all the time.
I do, and they should listen to what I say, but... Carl, did you catch... Totally just lost my train of thought.
It's awkward.
And that's not a show that I was asking you if you saw.
Did you catch the new episode of Totally Just Lost My Train of Thought?
Son of a... Oh, man.
Is it... I don't know.
I just totally don't remember what I was going to say.
The Hills?
No,
the City?
We were talking about this earlier, too. I'm so far behind in Hills and City. I've got to get some shenanigans. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Did you see any of the coverage of Lindsay Lohan being sentenced to jail?
A little bit of it.
Oh, and she had FU painted on her fingernails. Did you see that? Yeah.
Did you hear her?
No, I did not.
She said, did you see what she had painted on her middle finger?
No.
Fuck you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Painted, like, in her manicure.
Whilst she was crying.
She was at court all sad with, like... A big FU to the judge.
This is good. This drink is good.
It is good. Dragon detox.
Dragon detox.
So,
I just think
good.
It's funny, like, that she's crying. Like, how many times do you have to F up your own, like, probation?
I know.
For the judge to say, like, I don't care who you are. Like,
you're going to jail. I like it. I'm actually glad they did it because she needs to go do some hard time.
Yeah, she needs a serious wake-up call. But she's like, I tried my best. You don't have anything to do.
Right.
Your life...
Except not do coke
not exist.
And not drink. Yeah, and if you, can't not do that, then you should go to
and
jail.
You're going to jail because you didn't go to an alcohol ed class.
Right.
How tough is that?
Right. Yeah. We used to give that out to people to do all the time.
I know.
Go to alcohol.edu. Go write me a paper about making bad choices.
I don't know if it's that easy, but...
Well, close enough. She has to go to one class
one
day a week or some stupid thing.
Right. There's a talent portion.
And all she does is go to parties. Like that. Right. She gets paid to go to parties. She can figure out that schedule.
The version she goes to has a talent portion. That's the only difference between our alcohol sanctioning and hers.
Well, and she, like, to the judge she was talking about, like, this is my career, this is my life. Like, yeah, but you have, like... You're an actress. You have the ability to take tons of time off from, like, just decline a movie role. Not that she's getting a lot at this point anyway, but...
Right.
She's not exactly in high demand.
Exactly. I mean, it's not... Like, you have a normal 9-to-5 where, yeah, it might be difficult for you to, like, get to a class or get to this meeting, but you have the ability to take every day off for however many days you need off.
Right.
Yeah.
You're a freaking actress.
And now, if she ends up really doing a amount of time, which I believe the minimum she could do with good behavior is 30 days, she is only going to be cast in the next remake of Studio 54. I mean, because who's going to want a coked out?
Yeah. Well, I actually read on a very important website.
Mm-hmm. Was it importantwebsite.com?
Yes, it's very important. It rhymes with Shmia MZ. And it said that most people in this situation serve 25% of their sentence, which would be about 23 days.
Oh.
So it's really not that much, but then she has to go to 90-day inpatient rehab.
Right, and that's not optional.
Right.
Yes,
not
I did hear that on another three-letter site that rhymes with Shmia NN, which might be a little bit more credible than Shmia MZ.
Whatever, they said the same thing. What?
I think she's just going to be like another... like Paris Hilton.
Oh, I agree.
These very special requirements that she doesn't deserve, but since she's a celebrity, she's going to have, like, she's going to do everything by herself. She's not going to have to live in a cell or shower or eat with other people. It's just going to be, and I think it's going to be cut down to something ridiculous. She's going to spend, like, 5 days in jail.
Well, it's like Chloe. Chloe, like, checked in and it was crowded, so they sent her home. I'm like, that's all? You just get sent home because it's crowded?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's how they roll.
What?
Oh, it's crowded. You should go home. Take this chicken nugget to go.
It's only the girls, though. It's only the stupid girls that get sent home. Like, Lil Weezy, he's serving time, like, for real.
Yeah, but he has a grill. If you have a custom grill, you go to jail.
I think I've seen Paris
like
with a grill.
Lil Weezy's line of work, that just gives him more street cred.
Yeah, it definitely
like,
does.
He can come out and be like, I've been locked up. Like, Khloe Kardashian can't really say that and get, like, nobody gives it.
No, neither can Lindsay. She can't be at, like, High School Musical 14 and be like, I got locked up for crack. They're going to be like, thanks. Don't let the mouse hit you on the way out. Yeah. All right. That's that. Carl, at some point during the program, we might need to switch technology and put you on a different phone.
You have this all set up.
You know what? I do, but I never use these phones. That's why I have three of them lined up to switch out when one battery goes dead.
Obviously, he's got it set up. Carl.
Yeah, but
do you know him?
The whole show.
And obviously, if it doesn't work...
Him,
no, you know, if it doesn't work, he's just going to blame it on something other than himself.
It might be Casey.
Yeah, it'll
JK.
Be him. I threw a phone out the window.
She, like, sneezed the wrong way, causing the, like...
She caused an electrostatic field, to discharge on one of my telephones. All right.
Electrostatic field.
Oh, girl, I think I just heard a knock at the door. I think I see some shimmering gold hoop earrings coming in the room. So, Carl, I told you, and our listeners, we have a special guest coming into the studio. Casey's going to step out for a minute. She's going to pat her weave. And... Miss Jandra is joining us all the way from...
Jandra,
all the way from... Where are you from?
Hala.
Where are you from again?
I'm from the Berry.
Oh.
As in Roxbury.
Oh, I was going to say. Oh, dear God. I am from the Berry. My office actually faces beautiful West Roxbury.
That's totally different.
That's for rich people.
Yeah. I do not live there. My family don't live there.
We don't not
swear
live there.
To God.
So, okay. Miss Jandra, you're going to cover our music segment this evening. So, first song, I've got it queued up. It's Rat to Gal. You have it, oh, you have it on your you have it on your little guide there too. So
play it.
I'm pl- oh damn girl.
Seriously. I got places to go. I am pissed.
I'm gonna take off my earrings and
beat swear to God ass. If I have to take these hoops out.
So who sings this?
Okay, so this is Eminem and Rihanna. It's called Love the Way You Lie. Listen to it.
Carl, have you heard this song?
No, but for serious. It's about beating bitches up. Hear it? Do you hear it?
His
Rihanna
music is very
Rihanna,
violent.
Rihanna is on a song about beating bitches up.
That's crazy.
She got punched in the face already. What? At the end, he says he's going to tie her to the bed and light her house on fire.
It's a very, very strong song about domestic abuse. I don't even know what to say. You can tell that this week's music segment is very different than it usually is.
Basically, it's Eminem. It's his new... Casey's back.
Oh, hey! Hi.
Genres quit. She quit.
Beautiful transition.
Wasn't that good? She's really tired from doing nails and hair all day. But, anyways... Eminem's new album, Recovery, and it's just, you know, typical Eminem talking about, like, killing people and stuff like that. It's
pretty
awesome.
Standard procedure.
It's awesome. It's a real, like, pick-me-up type jam, so you should check it out.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan of Eminem. Never have been.
No.
Well, I mean, he's an a-hole.
Yeah.
But...
He's not just an a-hole, he's a board-certified a-hole with his blonde hair going back to regular color hair.
Yeah, it's been the regular color for a while, but...
Yeah, since he did the drugs.
He went to rehab,
oh, no.
And now he's, like, skinny,
he done got his drugs taken out. Maybe Lindsay Lohan will turn back to regular color she's supposed to be when she goes to rehab. How about that?
I don't even know what that is. I think it's auburn.
It's whatever color
she's
a
cold
town whore is supposed to be.
She's a ginger.
Oh, look, my hair fell out. I went to rehab. Okay, next song.
That was really quick on that one.
You like that one? I can't bear
Do
to talk about
Do you have anything
Eminem.
Else to add, Carl?
Does anybody know what Eminem actually went to rehab for?
Yeah, for drugs.
Drugs.
What kind of drugs?
And alcohol. Everything.
Methamphetamines. He talked about it a little bit. Some barbiturates, maybe.
Barbiturates? Yeah. I don't know. Half his songs were about drugs.
Who still calls them barbiturates?
Is this only Tim would say that? I mean, Chook, Tommy.
Don't! She gets one strike.
Well, don't. Carl's been calling people by the wrong names this whole time.
I know. It's my claim to fame.
It is your claim to fame. We're putting it in the Carl and Tommy store. We're going to put t-shirts that just have my name on it with your name underneath. Saying, like, I said that. All right, next, This Week in Music rolls on. Get it? Ha 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 ha. With Sierra's new song. Talk about it, girl.
Okay. This song is the dirtiest, raunchiest song on earth.
I have heard this song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I can't hear the song.
Okay, well, it is played, it's definitely being played at strip clubs across this fine nation. And
Mama like it.
It's so dirty, and if you see the video, please look up the video. I'm giving her some credit because she's a sick dancer, and she, like, you watch this and you make a stank face,
damn.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're watching it right now. Yeah, it's no joke. And so, to me, this is like the 2010 version of Genuine's Pony.
Yeah.
Because it is...
I don't think that video was as raunchy as this.
No, but he was talking about
riding
things and stuff like that.
I don't know what he was talking about.
But this is... She's very tricky here. She says, ride the beat. See?
Ooh.
She's talking about the muzak. She's riding the beat.
And Carl, we all know what beat's code for.
Cock.
No! No, Sierra! No! She's talking about her vagina!
I think I think Kyle was
the
actually
comedic
out of
timing
money.
Is amazing. You're really right. Cat. Oh, dear mommy.
It's wicked dirty. I just can't even get over the video right now. But it's a good song, I think.
I'm glad
it's kind of cute.
I can't see this video.
Yeah,
well,
she's...
look it up. You're in your apartment via satellite.
Go to the YouTubes. Just put it in. Oh, that's what she said.
It's featured.
You can't tell me what to do.
No, you can't tell me what to do. I don't like doing what people tell me what to do. But it is featuring Luda, and she wears an Atlanta hat in it, so...
She does. It has a little A. I just saw
it. It sure does, because it's an Atlanta Braves hat. It has a little A on it.
It definitely has
They're
a little
so
A.
They're so gangsta.
Like Atlanta. Peace up, A-Town down.
Did you really just try to say that?
Oh,
I did,
God.
And I said it with the whitest accent I possibly could.
Yeah.
Top of the morning to you, peace up, A-Town down.
People do a white accent as country, and they're like, hey, y'all, like, why is everybody country if they're white? Oh, this one. Here it is.
You know, when I first heard this song, Carl, I know you can't hear it. It's Hello, Good Morning. Uh-huh. Dirty Diddy, Dirty Money.
Dirty.
I like to say it fast.
Dirty Diddy Money.
But when I first heard this, he did it on So You Think You Can Dance. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Remember?
Remember? I liked it. American Idol.
American Idol.
He did it on American Idol.
Yeah, show enough, he did that. And it's funny that he was on American Idol because he was definitely just rapping over a track. Singing live at all. But anyways, so Diddy Dirty Money, it's very confusing to people because it's Diddy and then two bitches. One of them being Dawn from the late great Danity Kane, and the other one being...
May she rest in peace.
May that band rest in peace. Damn it! Or damaged, depending on how you look at it. But anyways...
I think we might talk out to that song tonight. That was inspirational.
I think, yeah.
In honor of the late, great Miss Danity Kane.
And then some other girl. I don't know her, but whatever. Anyways. So, I picked this song because it's basically lyrical genius, if you think about it. Because all it says over and over again is, hello, good morning, hello, good morning. So, it's a hit, for sure, because... That's it. That's all it says. But then also there's mad remixes and like Rick Ross, the Boss, is on it.
Yeah, he
DJ
is.
DJ Khaled and all these other people. Oh, and Nicki Minaj,
cool.
Who's one classy lady.
She is.
Is also on a remix as well. And basically, that's the Diddy Jam.
Nicki
the
Minaj.
Album isn't on. I know, right?
Her last name means sexual intercourse in French.
Wait, is that what that means?
Oh, yeah. Does it?
Menage.
Of course, everything is something in French. Can you say couple? Nope.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Not
I blame you, Carl. I
translate.
Blame you.
Okay.
Well,
okay, I have to say, I actually sometimes want to know what, like, you know a lot of French, and I think that's interesting.
Oh, good lord.
Look at him.
That is, like, even more hilarious.
I know.
He's just kissing your ass.
You really get a good kick. Right out of that, don't
yep.
you? Yup.
Right out of that. Our other friend, Maeve, is speaking the Parisian French right now.
She
as we
is.
Speak.
I'm so jealous.
J'adore Paris.
Oh, that means she loves Paris.
Do you like that? Does it sound, like, pretty legit right there?
It did.
That's
literally
my,
smelled a crepe.
That's my
that.
Irish Boston French accent.
You actually sounded French.
Oh!
Ouch!
Dizam!
All right, genre slash Casey, cover your last song. Here we go.
Oh.
I found it. I've never actually heard this song.
Oh, it's awesome.
Is it?
I think so.
Is it Darda?
Not really. Well,
I might actually know it, but I don't know by name.
It's by a up and coming artiste.
Ooh.
Named Gyptian.
An up and comer.
Drop the E off the front because who needs it? It's just Gyptian.
I know, I don't.
I just like this little...
Take me to your pyramid. Is he going to sing that?
No.
I want to see a star.
He's
war.
Not on a pyramid. Yes. Oh, and the Nicki Minaj is on this one, too.
Ooh,
this is a remix.
Girl, she's on this one, too.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense. She goes around.
It's called Hold Ya. Ya spelled Y-U-H.
Which is really... Oh, there she is.
I know. That's
she,
her.
She might be... a third Egyptian. I'm just putting it out there.
Well,
she's got Nefertiti hair.
Isn't
like
not,
how I put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. I like a Nefertiti hair.
Wait, she is not Egyptian. Egyptian
I
is
know,
a dude.
I know. Oh man, Carl.
Oh,
Mama needs you in the studio.
Shut up! I wish Carl was here. If we could work all this equipment by ourselves, that'd be fine.
I can't work any of that.
I can't either. I'm just sitting here. I couldn't even put the headphones on, right? But anyways, I just like the song because it makes me want to... It reminds me of Jamaica and it makes me want to dance.
Let's listen a little bit because I actually kind of like it a little bit. You know what I want to scream in the middle of this?
Blacka?
Get some boom boom! I'm sorry, that was upsetting to those of you in the crowd who are of Bahamian descent. who like your Malaboom Boom.
It's very...
It's song really speaks to me since I can't hear it.
I bet you've heard it. It's on the radio all the time.
But yeah.
It's very Jamaican, and it's a good summer
Jamaica.
Jam. I'm a fan of it. So it also blends really nicely, if you're a DJ, with my favorite Drake jam, which is Find Your Love right now.
Ooh.
And Find Your Love and that Egyptian jam go quite nicely together.
You know, I actually downloaded me some Drake because...
Oh, I have the new album.
Of course you do. What is your
I
favorite
love
thing
do you
about
know
Drake?
Caramel?
Wait a minute.
Caramel.
I know. Well, damn it. You just ruined that whole setup. But
sorry.
Carl, you've seen Drake, right?
Yeah, he used to be on Degrassi. That's why I can't get behind him.
Yeah.
He used to be on Degrassi.
Oh,
in
I totally
a wheelchair.
Forgot about that.
He was a wheelchair.
Legit.
He's like good, though, but he doesn't rap about, like the hood. He, you know?
He raps about life stories.
That, but it's just the fact that he was on Degrassi Junior High, The Next Generation.
I know. It was so weird, yeah. And his name's Aubrey.
Yeah, his name is Aubrey.
Aubrey Graham is his name. There it is.
There it is. I like it because it's got that hi.
Yeah, yeah.
Carl. What is your favorite part about Drake, sans wheelchair, Drake in real life? We're doing a little Colin Tommy poll right now. Think of a picture of him. That's me snapping. What did you just do? Okay, Casey just did a quick span with her fingers into the lower facial region. If I had to say what Drake has that I like the most...
What?
It would be those luscious lips.
Oh.
I knew you were going to say
he has some thick-ass lips, and I don't even... He could be singing a grocery list, and I'll be like, talk to me. Tell me about
it. If he was in person, yeah.
Do it. Just
he's
say
got,
it.
Yeah.
He definitely has dick
stuck in. I was waiting for it. I knew it was coming.
It's a
but
good
I
thing.
I was surprised he went with lips as your favorite thing of the on the male body.
Well, no,
not
no.
The
him.
Male body.
I just think he's got... He has a baby face, number one. He has nice eyes, number two. But those lips, they're like... Brrr.
They're very fluffy.
As... Oh, I can't even follow
they're
that
They're word. Not like...
As Nefertiti would say. Blah, down. I don't even know if she said that, you guys.
Don't, I
don't quote
think
me
she
on
did.
That. I'm pretty sure she didn't. Okay.
Okay.
So cheers. That was good.
Yeah.
thank you. This Week in Music. Carl, did you have anything you wanted to add to This Week in Music?
No.
I know.
We did talk like 4 days ago.
Yeah, we did. And I know that you texted me a little earlier this evening before we had the pre-show staff meeting, and you mentioned to me that a certain somebody was now pushing her fantastic song on Nivea products. So I'm playing it in the background. Tell us a little bit about that. Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah, Natasha Bedingfield, her song that we talked about on the show, Touch, I believe, is the exact
You got
song.
It.
It is now used in a Nivea lotion.
This is one of the worst songs I've ever heard in my life.
I was jamming to it on the commuter rail.
She can even put out the song.
Hey, I don't want to hear it. Remember Jewel hawking The Intuition?
Oh, God, The Intuition.
Yeah, but that was after The Intuition song actually became popular.
I know, and I actually...
Like, literally write the song, sings it, and then, like, who wants us to sell perfume slash deodorant slash any woman's product out there?
Anybody got a feminine hygiene product I can hawk with this song?
It's like the Michael Bublé song, though. As soon as it came out, I was like, that's going to be an eHarmony commercial for sure.
Just haven't met you
just
yet?
Just haven't met
God.
You yet. No?
eHarmony makes me throw up in my mouth a little bit.
No, I think...
I just haven't met you yet,
like,
but not if you're gay.
Sunshine out of your ass lotion or something. But,
I got a pocket, full of...
Like, where have I heard that song before? And it was definitely...
You heard it here, Carl and Tommy.
Yeah, because it's one of your goddamn favorite songs.
Yeah, I had an entire vestibule to myself on the commuter rail this afternoon, and I may or may not have been filming a music video on there with that song blasting.
Entire vestibule, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, where passengers are not normally allowed to stand, but I'm a commuter rail VIP, so they let me stand out there.
Are you shitting me?
I just made that entire part of that up.
Not shocked.
Not surprising. All right. So we actually got, I don't know, Carl, if you checked the show email this week, but we're only halfway through the week on the East Coast. And we got quite a few new subscribers to the feed on Podomatic. We also got some show suggestions and a couple of updates on things to do. So we'll review that on next week's show. Again, there's no show this Friday, so this show that we're taping right now is going to stand in for this week's show.
I just found a dog hair in my dragon detox.
Absolutely free.
Rough.
It's totally nasty. One of the things we wanted to talk about briefly, and Carl, I don't know if you were able to catch the BET Awards, as the kids are saying, but BET...
no one's saying that.
No one says that. White people say that. 2010 BET Awards were on the 24th, weren't they, of June? It was right around the last couple of days, one of the last days in June.
It was two Sundays ago.
Yeah, two Sundays.
How did I miss that?
Clearly on one of the Lord's days. and we have a couple things to talk about. Number one, Chris Brown's performance.
Yeah.
Carl, did you see it or no?
Whose performance?
Chris Brown.
No, I did not see it.
Okay, so...
Break it down, because
Let me break it down.
I couldn't even.
First of all, it was hosted by the Queen, Queen Latifah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually the 10-year anniversary of the BET Awards.
It
so
was.
They were making a big Disney deal out of it. Yeah. What'd you say,
Cleo? I'm getting away from Cleo.
No, she did Cleo.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she yelled at one of the guys at the end of the show when they were on their way to the after party.
Oh,
she's
yeah,
I'm done with Cleo.
Yeah.
I'm done
well,
with her.
Well, what she did was, first of all, she came out and she looked slamming. She had, like, an awesome outfit on. And she did this whole intro song thing where she picked on people and, like, told Alicia Keys that she hopes the baby looks like her and not like Swiss Beats.
Yeah, ooh,
and,
yeah.
And, like, made fun of people and stuff, and it was awesome. And then she did this whole rap, because that's how she started. You know, she was a hip-hop artist, so it was
pretty
cool. U-N-I-T-Y. Yeah, it was awesome. And then, during each of her, like, sections, she came out as characters from movies she was in. So she came out, like, Hairspray. She came out, like, the new movie she did, Just Right. She came out the Cleo thing.
Cleo.
Yeah, she did, like, a whole bunch of things. It was really awesome. And I love her. And she had this, like, slamming white dress on at the end, which
she
was really
did.
Cool.
She probably made a lot of that show, because certain portions that I watched today were kind of awkward and dragged a little.
No, let's be real about this.
Oh, okay,
I loved the BET Awards because I love.
You should
all
get a job with BET.
I would love a.
I'll see what I can do.
Is anybody listen to the show? Works for BET. I would love to work for you.
I'm gonna get you an internship at Viacom.
I would love that.
You could be the girl who holds the 106 and Park sign outside.
Oh, 106 and Park. I love it. But anyways.
Is BET an equal opportunity employer?
I don't know.
They have to be.
Why?
It's the law. They have two white people and they work in the mailroom.
They are behind the scenes. But Tommy's like, that show is stupid. It's owned by Viacom. Everything was screwed up. All the sound was bad. He was hating on the whole thing.
I was. It was bad.
Okay, but getting to Chris Brown. So, obviously Michael Jackson, may he rest in peace. It's been a year since he died, and Chris Brown's, like, the only one that was one of his big, proteges
mm-hmm.
that didn't do a tribute because he just punched someone in the face and nobody wanted to see it.
And also bit her.
Well, yeah, et cetera, you know,
lest
whatever.
We forget.
Let's just, you know, whatever.
Let's round it up to
so, this year, Jermaine gets up there and introduces him without a name, and he's like, this is the one person. Here he is. Nameless. And he comes out, and he did a really good tribute with, like, a lot,
dancing.
Obviously the awesome dancing, yep. And he did just, like, a little singing and stuff like that. And then at the end, they do this whole, like, picture montage of, did you just yawn?
No, I had let a little air.
Oh.
I threw up a little. I'm not sure what just happened.
Anyways, picture montage of, like, you know, Haiti and stuff like that.
Right.
And then they start to play Man in the Mirror. Now, obviously, Man in the Mirror is a very touching, personal song about, like, looking to yourself,
right,
to change.
Very asking him to change his ways.
Exactly. Meaningful for one who's singing it who may have punched someone in the face.
Yep.
So, he starts wailing, sobbing, and cannot sing a word. He's,
right,
like, just crying and wiping tears. And everybody in the audience has these, like, wide-open mouths because I can't believe he's doing this. And they all start singing the song, and
right,
he just starts, like, lip-syncing it not to the microphone because he can't sing it. And
luckily,
just,
the track kept going.
There wasn't
you could hear Michael Jackson. He was supposed to be singing with Michael Jackson.
Yeah, no, but it was, like, it was the audience was really,
oh, yeah,
like,
oh,
singing the whole thing. And there, you know, everybody was crying and like, oh, Chris Brown, whatever. Anyways, and then he came out later because he won a fan award, and he was like, "I let you down once, but I promise you, I won't do it again." Yeah.
And
he was anyways,
like, one tribute that wasn't given. Blah blah blah.
Yeah. Wait, what did you say, Carl?
He won a fan award.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did like a fandemonium. I know this because I'm an avid watcher of 106 in Park.
Runner up.
But they did a Fandemonium Award with, like, Chris Brown and Trey Songz and Justin Bieber and someone else, and Chris Brown won.
Didn't Lady Gaga win one, too? I thought I read that.
False.
Only in entertainment can you punch somebody and then win an award.
Yeah.
Well,
best beatdown
like
of 2000.
Punching one of my students and then having the school I work for giving me, like, the best
staff of the year.
Exemplary Service Award for Student
yeah.
Affairs.
Like, great job in all you do.
Well,
as, like, one of my students sits behind me with a black eye. Like, only in entertainment can you do that. And then they're like, no, we still love you.
I know.
You're Michael Jackson. It's
but,
so riveting.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. All right, here's what I have to say. I think he's one of the better people to do an MJ tribute. Okay, so I was glad to see it because I thought it was pretty good. Two, I don't know how real or legit the emotion was.
That's actually a good point.
But regardless of how real it was, people loved it. Well, there we go. And everybody was, like, flipping out and, like, giving him all kinds of praise for it. So whether it was legit or staged, it worked very well for him. So that's that.
Yeah, he got a lot of press because there's a whole lot of coverage on him.
A whole lot of coverage.
Yep. Rihanna was not there, correct?
No.
I think that was also planned because she would have been like, oh, hell no. And then she would have thrown her weave on stage.
I don't think she has a weave.
No, she doesn't. But
it was
just, she could have grabbed one from anyone in the audience and chucked it on stage.
She took a big
Dorbacher
earrings off.
I know, she does wear those huge, like, push-it style earrings.
Slap this, bitch! Bam! Slap.
Okay, and then Prince got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah. And they did an all-female tribute, which is shocking.
Yeah, you know what, though? We talked about this a little bit earlier. Prince, really, with the t-shirt with your face on it, I actually had all of my clothing reordered with your own profile of my face in like caricature.
You know, here's the thing. This is what I was thinking when I was watching him with his white bell bottoms and white turtleneck with his own face on it and heels.
And P.S. He uses that olive oil stuff on his sideburns because they were running promos for that the whole show. It was like, oh girl,
no,
get my sides
edges.
Oh yeah, edges, my edges.
Yeah, he had to fix up his edges for sure. No, he definitely does that. He also definitely gets his hair permed because it's all straightened up. But anyways, he's the only person. It's like Lady Gaga can wear a dress with like giant plastic balls on it because she's Lady Gaga, and Prince can wear a turtleneck with his own face on it and nobody questions it because he's Prince. He's just like that. But anyways, so
I think people question it, but it's Prince. So
no, they don't.
No, nobody questions
they're
it. They're like,
oh,
like,
hey, Prince.
He could wear real balls, and they would.
Alive.
He really is, but he's like, I'm such a proud member of the community.
Gay, straight, bisexual, whatever. He is the gayest person to walk the face of the
I face. Am with you on that, Carl, but as someone very close to me says, he pulls. he gets a lot of lady parts regardless.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. He's Prince. Like, yeah. He could have sex with anybody he wanted to.
For a while, he was unpronounceable.
He was unpronounceable, and so wait, so here's the thing. Back to the topic at hand, besides him being batshit crazy, he was just sitting there, and they did this tribute, and Alicia Keys gets up there and does a nice little tribute on the piano, but then she literally got on the piano, and she is, like, real pregnant, and was, like, writhing around on the piano, and then Prince looks over to one of his girlfriends and is like, what? And it was just like, wow, pregnant lady rolling around.
I think I just saw
piano.
Her uterus.
Yeah. And then Patti LaBelle comes out. Oh, hey,
oh,
Patti LaBelle.
God.
And she is doing Purple Rain. And she actually did a good job of it. Probably because all she had to say was,
Purple
la,
Rain.
La, 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 la,
oh,
la,
yeah.
Purple Rain.
She had also had a Snickers before she went on stage.
And she was wearing Christian Louboutin shoes,
yeah,
which
she
you
was.
Could tell. And she kicks them off in a fit of joy in the middle of the performance. And Prince catches it, and he's holding it and waving it at her, her own shoe.
Girl, I got your shoe!
Yeah, it was hilarious. And then he gets up there, and he's like, I would like to praise the Almighty Jehovah. And I was like,
of course you did.
Yeah.
Go to your witness hall.
Oh, yeah.
Go do your thing.
And he's like, you don't have to make the same mistakes I did when I was wild and young. It was insane. The whole thing was absolutely insane.
Never let a white boy do your buzz cut. Oh, my gravy.
I have to ask Casey a question.
Yeah.
She watched the whole BET Awards. How many times was the Lord Jesus Christ praised during the telecast?
Well,
that was a whole effing number.
I mean, I don't know if I could give you a guesstimation on the number of times, but percentage-wise of the amount of awards accepted, I would say approximately 93% that there was either a thank you to God, Jesus, our Lord and Savior Christ, or Jehovah somewhere in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or Lord Baby Jesus. Some people only like him when he was a baby.
That is a very good point.
Or you could say Big Baby Jesus.
During his teen years, he was such a pain going around Bethlehem, flipping over tables in the bazaar.
Nobody...
Days to finish a desk.
I know.
Yeah, he had to be grounded. It wasn't good.
Took away his lamb.
He was putting
the lamb out. Of God.
The lamb of God.
Oh, good God. We've gone into a naughty corner. We've gone into a naughty corner. All right, anything else on the BET Awards? Because we got to wrap up here.
Oh, I mean, there's a whole lot I'm sure you could say about it, but we'll stop at that.
Oh, I wanted to say one more thing. I said this downstairs during the pre-show staff meeting that Chaka Khan was also there with Miss PLB, and that's Patti LaBelle. That's what we call her in the industry. Well, I love me some Chaka Khan, too, and I love me some Patti LaBelle because she sings a mean hook, but... The problem I have is if they're going to be full-figured women like they are, which is fine. I love it. Go ahead, girl. Get your KFC or your Popeyes. I love it. Don't wear a trash bag as a dress because their dresses added easily $1.10 to $1.50 to each of them.
I mean, they weren't wearing...
They're both just big women.
They are.
But what Tim... I suck! What Tommy was saying was it, like... Yeah, they're on the curvier side.
Yeah, curvaceous.
Plump. And then they were wearing dresses that made them look, like, extra super plump.
Yes.
And they could have been wearing something like Queen Latifah, who's also a curvy lady. She was wearing these, like, slamming dresses that just made her look awesome.
She's also a little taller than them, so she's got a little bit more of a free ride
on
the big bus. But
maybe they just don't have true friends. To tell them they look horrible.
Well, or they're fucking Chaka Khan.
Oh my God,
and
look amazing because they're afraid they're gonna
they just give them a Snickers so that they calm down. And then
she's like,
whatever. So they're just like, you know, they don't have a friend to like be like, ooh, girl.
You know what they need, Kyle? A curl. They need a sassy
gay friend.
I know.
What are you doing? Look at your choices. Look at your waist size. That's a bad choice.
Look at your life. Look at your choices.
And may I just say, this is the best your hair has ever looked. You're gonna get it wet.
Oh, Kyle, you know black people do not get their hair wet. Come on.
Oh, hell no.
Scared of the water.
You scared of the water? Oh, my God.
Do not touch my hair.
Don't do it. Can't get a shower cap. I'm going in the pool. All right. You know what? We're not even going to have time for Personal Corner because we are... Unless you got something right
well,
quick
no,
for PC.
Did we write it down when we were having Stephanie?
All the Wrinkled Ladies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all. It's just a comment, which is that my mama Dukes told me that there's a video on YouTube called All the Wrinkled Ladies,
ooh,
which is a
like
parody
it.
Of All the Single Ladies. And I watched it, and it's pretty funny because it's just these cute little... wrinkly ladies in leotards doing quasi Beyonce moves. And
ooh,
yeah,
I like it.
Since everyone knows I'm such a fan of Beyonce and the Single Ladies Jam.
I do like that song.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Carl, do you have anything in Personal Corner?
Not really.
No?
Yeah, in my 2 weeks officially at my current job, so I'm really excited.
I know, I'm very excited. And we, all three of us, will actually be participating in a Carl and Tommy Vacation Week.
Yeah.
Down in the Delaware beaches, we'll be sure to record some pieces of it for the show.
Oh, boy.
The pieces that don't involve alcohol, hopefully. JK.
Are there going to be on any of those?
They all do.
Oh, God. I think I'm retired from this. This is hard.
This is hard. All
well,
right, Carl.
Part,
stay on. I'm going to close out the show, and then we'll be back with you, all right?
What?
Stay on the line. I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay, honey.
All right,
okay,
baby.
Okay, honey, sugar.
All right, everybody, so episode 5 has come to a close. We thank you for listening. We thank you for stopping by. Be sure to check us out on the web, Facebook. You can search Carl and Tommy in the search box and check us out there. Join
search
our group.
Box.
You can... That's a box where you search things. You can play our show right from the viewer, which is built right into Facebook. You can also check us out on carlandtommy.podomatic.com to view our podcast page directly. Find us in the iTunes store in the comedy and entertainment section under Carl and Tommy. Just search us. You'll find us. Or if you'd like to send us an email, email us at carlandtommy@gmail.com. Carl with a K, the non-traditional spelling, and Tommy, A-N-D. Also, don't forget to check out Irene's blog at icexcursions.wordpress.com. I think that's going to do it for us. We're going to talk out to a little inspirational in memory of Miss Identity Kane and her girls.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. May you rest in peace right next to Day 26.
Ooh.
That stung a little bit. All right, Carl, all the way from southeastern Massachusetts, thanks for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you for having me.
My pleasure. It's your show, too.
Right?
Right?
All
right,
and Miss Casey and Miss Jandra, thank you for joining us this evening. Your BET experience was ever so fantastical.
Oh, why, thank you for having me. I will try and not do this to you ever again.
All right, everybody out there, thank you very much for listening. We will see you next week for an all-new edition of Carl and Tommy. Have a great night. Thanks for stopping by, and we will see you later.
Bye.